Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever. You can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
You mean that's your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.
Well, Nick, good clap, dude. Bad. That clap was brought to you.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Anus, a new untold story. Welcome back. You guys mind if I dive right into the news? Woke up this morning. We're bringing back the news segment, regular old news, nothing specialized, because I've realized that when I was doing the news more regularly, it was making me super informed on what's going on. Who would have thought?
It did, yeah.
Who would have thought? So here we go. South Korea breaks its own record for the world's lowest fertility rate. This has turned the pro-choice community on its head, hearing that it's actually the soul that doesn't have a fetus. What a twist that is. The James Webb Telescope can spot evidence of an ancient universe breaker galaxy. The James Franco Telescope can spot a young desperate actress in Hollywood from miles away. Sad news. A pride flag was set on fire outside of a New York City restaurant. Bigots and chefs alike have said it was well done.
Yeah. Okay.
No. I ordered a toasted baguette. Critics reject changes to the Roald Dahl books. They were censored. The old Roald Dahl books were censored.
Were they inappropriate?
No, there was some. The publishing company has decided to remove any words that can be deemed offensive to marginalized groups.
Fat.
I, for one, am very excited to reread Charlie and the Factory. Texas death row inmate who cut out his own eyes seeks clemency. If he gets set free, let's hope he doesn't become a pirate. He will never be able to say yes to anything. Super dumb.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Cut out his own eye?
And I feel fine making fun of him because what he did was fucking heinous.
He's on death row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justina Miles.
What did he do?
I don't even want to say.
Yeah.
Justina Miles, a deaf performer who went viral at Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime show. She was the sign language next to the performance. Yeah. Opens up in her first interview since the game. Apparently, she was very embarrassed from the performance. She had a piece of kale between her fingers. Nobody told her.
Yeah, yeah.
A little baby girl with a deadly inherited condition was cured with gene therapy. Typical woman, every problem solved with clothes. Next, she's going to get shoe therapy. Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, boys. A CO middle school in Minneapolis, held a contest to name their county's new snowplow. The winning name was Blizzo, named after pop sensation Lizzo. This is incredibly offensive and unfair, said a representative for Chevy. They were mad that they thought it was I didn't finish that joke. I was trying to imply that Chevy was embarrassed. I didn't finish the joke. If I hit undo here, let me try this version of it instead. Yeah. Let me go. Okay. A CO middle school in Minneapolis held a contest to name their county's new snowplow. The winning name Blizzo was named after pop sensation Lizzo. I don't really get it, as one is a two-ton beast and the other is a Chevy. Is that better?
Well, oh, are you saying the snowplow was on a Chevy?
Oh.
The snowplow.
Snowplow was made by Chevy. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I probably should have said that.
Okay. Yeah. Chevy does make snowplows. Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, I should have cleared. Hold on.
We're back.
Hold on.
You want to?
Yeah, let me go again. A CO middle school in Minneapolis held a contest to name their county's new snowplow. The winning name? You'll never guess.
I read this too. It's Blizzo.
It is Blizzo, named after pop sensation Lizzo, who's from the Minneapolis era. I don't really get it, as one is a two-ton beast and the other is a snowplow. Yeah, thanks, boys.
There you go.
I'm glad I ended on that one, my best. What episode number is this?
332.
332, no area code.
Again?
What?
We're in an area code doldrum.
Yeah, it has like an italicized link. It's something with New York, Manhattan even? No, that's not an area code. So we revert. We were going to revert back to the original. So we start from 201, 202. Now we're at 203, and that is southwestern Connecticut, New Haven, Stamford, Danbury, Fairfield, Norwalk.
Where's Maresh from?
He's from this area code.
Wow.
He called me out when I missed it the first time on two.
Wait, is his phone number that? Does he have that area code?
I think it is. Shout out to Maresh. He does a food delivery service.
I've been on it for months.
I just entered it and I didn't know I was getting a week's worth of food. The chili is phenomenal.
His turkey chili is
mean. I just
had
the chili.
You pour the onions on top?
Good. Yes. He has his own sticker of his face on it.
That's awesome.
Meals by Maresh.
I guess he's trying to expand business. So if you live in New York, hit him up.
He'll bring it to your door.
Yeah, that's what he
unless
did.
Unless you're me. He makes me come pick it up.
Yeah, he brought it to my door. Yeah. Huh? So, well, okay. So the area code
be careful, UPS. There's another brown delivery. That was a news joke. I had that written down. That was the last one.
Yeah, they're getting wild, the delivery guys. They don't care.
The delivery guys are
people
wild?
don't give a shit. If you don't have a doorman,
I do.
I don't.
Hmm.
I'm batting 600
on getting packages.
On getting packages,
Kyle, that's horrible. Send them to the office.
Batting 600. I missed so many. So many packs.
Does it get stolen?
Roll of the dice.
What has gotten stolen?
No, because in order to access my building, you have to buzz in. I have to buzz you in. And if I'm not at my apartment, they can't get in, so they just leave.
So you're just not getting your shit.
And they'll like hit all of the buttons, hoping they can get in. If they don't get in, they don't give me my shit. And they don't get paid enough to like worry about that. As would I. I mean, fuck me. Yeah, fuck them. Fuck me. It all works out.
But what have you ordered that you haven't gotten?
A laser pointer.
Oh, yeah.
A swag order from ASOS. That was my biggest order. It would have came in a big mulch bag. The ASOS mulch bag. And I didn't get that.
Was everything, swaggy?
There was a point where I was buying, I was ordering a lot and only half of it comes. Whatever.
Oh. Speaking of which, I got a package sent here. Some BRG sent me his knife. He's from Westchester.
They're trying to help you out.
Yeah, I got so the knife count's now at 3. But I bought Aragorn's sword.
Very cool.
Anduin?
I don't know actually.
I bought it epicswords.com.
Got a knife.
Haven't even gotten a shipping number. I've been fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked.
I've been fucked.
Yeah, and you're probably not going to get to 200.
What?
To be honest,
why
I hate this. This is the hardest thing I've done in a while to look you in the eyes and tell you probably won't get to 200 knives.
I will. Okay. I have 3 now. You know how many I had last week? 1.
This is.
But are you G checking the knives? Like, what if it's not good? Or it's not up to mustard.
Knife's a knife, baby.
Yeah.
But you were very particular about your
until
steel.
I realized the fiscal hit that I would be taking.
Okay. On the Damascus?
You won't get to 200 knives. I'm sorry. You might get to 150, which is easy to some, but you won't get to 200.
If I get to 200, you have to... What should you do?
He should have to wear all the knives at once.
Start making music. Start doing like remixes of...
What? That's just something you
like
want
country
to do.
Rap
that's
songs.
What he wants
that's
to
just
do.
What you want to do.
No, you watch
start,
We
like,
Are Your Friends.
Start finding like shitty parody songs on Twitter and remixing them into like cool
you're just,
house tracks.
You just are not confident enough.
Start using the Splice app to like make fucking good mashups despite my inability to blend, mix, or master. Start doing that. Should I? Yeah, fuck. That sounds miserable. But I will if I have to.
If I get to 200 knives, at 100 knives, you have to put out a mixtape.
Okay. I have to do like a mashup?
Yes.
Okay.
At 200 knives, you have to replace your pillow in your bed with a pillowcase full of my knives for a month.
Fuck.
They don't have to be open.
What if like one of my songs gets 100,000 plays on SoundCloud? Does that nix the pillow thing?
Yeah, it nixes it.
Okay.
Should there be a time frame, though, for Nick if he doesn't reach by a certain date?
Oh, he won't. No, I'm fine.
You don't think I'll ever get to 200 knives?
I don't
knives?
Think you will. That's the point of 200 knives. It's a hard feat.
I will get to 200 knives by the end of summer.
No, you won't.
Yes.
No, you won't.
And if I don't, we have to do an Anus Live show that's not a podcast. It's you DJing.
Fuck, and I have to... Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a DJ name?
No, but I've spent a lot of time making music the past...
What?
I've been spending hours trying to make music the past week. Yeah.
Damn. So you're really committed to this.
Yeah.
Do you have anything for us?
It's a convenient ultimatum for me.
Do you have anything?
It's not finished. And I use a video editing app, so I can't. It's just like two sound bites after the other. It doesn't mix.
Let me hear it. In college, I mashed up Airplanes by B.O.B. And I mashed it up with I Want It That Way, and it sounded sick.
It's an easy game. That's the exact crisis that I had the other day. I'm like, I'm only getting older. This is something that I should at least try, right? To be a successful DJ?
Yeah, it's something everybody
you guys
has
agree?
To try. Yeah.
Should I not try it?
Why not?
We've all fantasized.
Yeah, but should I not try it? Be
do you
honest.
Want us to force you to do this thing you want to do?
I don't. What do you think?
I think you should do it. You look like a DJ.
I did Airplanes and Brick by Boring Brick by Paramore.
So you combine two Hayley Williams songs?
Well, these two other dudes did it first on a piano, and then I did it. Yeah.
Wait, did you just take theirs?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just what? How did you call it your own then?
Because I just mashed up the songs. They actually sang it well. I think it has like 16 million views.
So you mashed up a song.
I've been working
can
on.
Can we play this
you,
on YouTube?
Did you
can we
see
play mashups on YouTube?
No. Did you see the girl doing the SCC country rap?
Oh, yeah.
She got obliterated.
Nuked.
But she the song and wasn't good. But she wasn't did you mash it up?
I was like, I can make this good.
Can we play that?
I spent hours trying to mash it up. The results are horrible.
Let me hear it.
Let's hear it.
But I've spent so long throughout the night, 2 days ago, I think, I spent 8 hours trying to mash up in like remix this song. And would you be honest?
I'll be honest with you, man.
Think it's have, does it have potential? I didn't mix or master it.
Okay, not mixed or mastered.
What is this mashed up with it?
A little flume?
Spicy.
That was much better than I expected.
Yeah, I think this one's better.
I know how much you love Skrillex. That's not surprising.
All I'm saying is...
Whoa, what was that transition?
All right. Yeah. So all I'm saying is one blow up. Do you see?
Kyle, that's just somebody else's song.
Yeah. But do you see the music industry? One blow up. People use it as a sound on TikTok.
Yep.
And there you go. It's easier than ever. And I think I'm like very close.
So why don't we just try to go put a video with our that sound?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of sound bites that I can work with.
Anus is about to go viral on TikTok. Me and Mook tomorrow are going to go film. He's going to walk up to me in Washington Square Park. And he's going to be like, who's the most famous person in your contacts? I'm going to be like, it's Staryu. He's like, the Pokemon? I'm like, yeah, prove it. And then I'm going to call it. And Staryu has the funniest sound that it makes. It just goes, and I'm going to call it. And he's just going to make that noise.
Wait, yeah, go film that now.
Wait, let's see. But is yeah,
KB, that was good, by the way.
Yeah, there's, I mean,
V1.
There's a lot to work with.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Dude, so I'm gonna just be like, yeah, that's gonna be the most famous person in my contacts.
You want to tell them the other idea?
The original one?
Yeah, the original.
It was going to be Saddam Hussein was going to be the most famous person in my contacts. But I think having a cartoon is funnier.
Yeah.
Because I went viral on Twitter like 6 years ago because I tweeted, like I had a screenshot of my Tinder and the girl messaged me and she was just like, who's the guy on your right? And it was me in a picture with my arm around Exodia from Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
And that's the funny part of it.
Do that. Let me know if you need any like audio or music.
wait. We'll do a end credits with that. Yeah. We should let's get this timed with the release of the pod tomorrow. So let's put this out.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, let's just fucking film this right after we're done recording.
Yeah, film that. That's a good idea.
And then we'll have you with the credits rolling.
If you want me to score it, I can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, I understand the game. I understand why so many delusional artists like keep putting out music and everyone is like, this sucks.
Because they're one away.
Because when you're doing it, you feel like you have something. Mm-hmm. And then you get in too deep and you're like, I have to let this be seen. It sounds great to me. Other people will like it. I think I can. Yeah, we'll see.
You don't have any ashes on your forehead today.
Oh, it's Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about?
What gave it away? Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I wasn't trying to fool you.
No, yeah. I'll do the evening session.
That's what I'm going to do right after this. What's the episode number?
332. What?
What voice was that?
Jesus Christ.
Did that sound different?
The Allstate guy.
I don't know. I was in between breaths. I don't know. As I said it, I was hoping you weren't going to notice.
Yeah.
And you did.
332, no area code, reverts to 203. I was scouring all the different Southern Connecticut mayors, and I came across a tweet that stopped me in my tracks.
Uh-oh.
East Palestine.
How could I? How did this fall in our laps?
How did this fall in our laps last week with was 330? And I even mentioned I went through every municipality in the 330. Couldn't find any mayors worth a shit. Worth a shit. And the fucking town in the worldwide news, East Palestine, which doesn't even show up as a municipality on Wikipedia, has the mayor. Has the mayor.
Have you seen him, Rudy?
Have you seen him?
Yes.
His name is Trent R. Conaway. And I haven't done any further research on him. The picture was all I needed. And we can pull it up. How do you at home pull it up? It was a tweet sent to me. I retweeted it, so you can go to my page.
Wait, did you retweet it?
I did.
Conway or Callaway?
Conway.
I don't even know if that would be Trent Conaway. Someone tweeted it. I retweeted it.
Hoss.
Dude. All right. Well, first of all, someone else pointed this out, but he is so large and big and hefty. And that is such the focal point of this picture that you don't even know there's a guy cosplaying as a pirate in the background. And you will.
Kyle, that's the microphone.
Is that the Someone else tweeted that. It looks like an eye patch. Yeah. Which is even funnier and wackier and zanier. You don't even notice that microphone eye patch in the background, and you won't notice it in 15 seconds because this guy is so big.
Oh my God.
Well, the poor guy, he's the mayor of East Palestine, which I don't know what the credentials are. Nothing, nothing. It's a town of like 500 people. And now he's in the worldwide news. He's in the articles. He's talking about Biden. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's getting stuck in tough places. But the heat check.
Oh,
the size. His body.
Tyler, is this your first time seeing him?
See this? This is the biggest mayor in the world. This is the biggest mayor in the world. And the big just doesn't sound natural either. It's another word to describe this man. His body mass index wouldn't even wind up on a bell curve, not even on the far right. You look at him. His BMI is 15 miles east of the bell.
Oh.
His BMI is in Camden, New Jersey. There's a Dominican family of five using his maroon polo shirt as subsidized housing. Todo bien, gracias a Dios. We finally find forever home. Come above the week. But let's heat check him. Let's heat check.
Jesus Christ.
Let's heat check him. Oh my God. I don't even know where to start. We'll start in Sandusky, work our way down to Chillicothe. We'll start at the fucking head. This man's head, which isn't even the focal point either, this man's head is a fucking nightstand. It's geometrically and proportionately a Wayfair nightstand. You had to hire a TaskRabbit to attach the beard. Look at that head. It's a perfect slab square. You could fucking put a Beats pill, a bottle of Lubriderm, a brick watch,
a nightstand,
and a couple of Furbies on his scalp, dude. His head is a perfect nightstand. I guarantee you, if you decapitated him, put him next to your bed, it would work as a functioning nightstand. That's his head. And look at the rest of the body. And look at the angle of his head. I swear I've seen that somewhere, that side portrait of his head. I saw it on the New Hampshire Quarter. Yeah, it's on there. Yeah, he looks like that cliff with the fucking face. His head is incredible. But that's the least incredible thing about this man. Go down to his shirt. Let's go down a little bit south to Delaware County, Ohio. His shirt looks like a literal relief map of the state of Ohio. Look at the wrinkles on the bottom right. They perfectly correlate with the topography of Southeast Ohio. A team, look at the shirt, a team of elite housewives couldn't iron out those Those Appalachian foothills of wrinkles. They look like literal foothills on a This dude's size. His shirt look, if he was standing directly at the camera, his shirt would look like, oh, his torso would look like the state of Ohio. His left breast is a bunny slope at Boston Mills. His clavicle is I-95. Look at that. He tore his Greater Toledo playing long toss with the Christ the Redeemer. Big ass maroon shirt. That shirt is so marooned. The shirt looks like a tailgate tent in College Station. You could peek under his maroon polo shirt and catch a group of Aggies fingering each other's class rings and moaning the war hymn. The polo is a maroon 5XL. Yeah. Sunday morning, rain is falling. Dude, this man needs to steal some covers from the Progressive Field grounds crew and share some skin with an entire burn ward and he'd still be fine. Big ass maroon shirt. This dude's more maroon than the cast of Lost. The jeans. Oh, man, the DXL warehouse was working overtime on those jeans. Relaxed fit. No, that's a hibernated fit. The length may not be all that crazy. Look at those jeans. Length not crazy, but the width. I'm not even exaggerating. What is the width on that? It's 50 plus. It's 50 plus. It's 50. 54 on the waist. His man, his jeans did 3 rounds in Scottsdale. Them Wranglers are extra tired. Like a Wrangler with the tire.
Dude,
he could put a hubcap in his back pocket and it would look like it would fit like a Zin container. Dude. The size dimensions of those jeans. The length isn't crazy. Like I said, realistically, probably not 54, probably 51. Probably 51. 51W34L. 51W34L. This dude's jeans are about to catch a 6 seed out of the East. Dude, the mayor's jeans are about to sign Miles Bridges and give Milwaukee some fits. Take him to game 7. This man's jeans, 51W34L. Down to the shoes. What a guy. Those are double wide 10x10 boots. I think Quigs called them on Twitter. He called them loaded baked potato fours. Look at those shoes. That's apropos. Yeah. His boots look like roadside oddities off Route 91 in Idaho. The shoes are probably the most insane part. Look how big they are. Those shoes. They look like 2 mobile homes with chimneys. Smoke coming out of the lace holes like sewer grates. His feet look like a couple of Jeep Wrang. I don't even have it in me. Shoes are gigantic. To be stopped. You aren't getting the boot with those things. You're getting mass layoffs. He's stomping on Enron 4000s. This is the biggest man I've ever seen, let alone the biggest mayor. Heat check D. Wade in the white hot Nike jersey. He passes.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
That was amazing.
Holy shit.
A white whale.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, that fell on my lap.
Oh yeah. Man. Crushed
that
him.
Was your best work.
Oh my god.
Dude, you were getting so fired up, you started code switching.
Oh my
god. Oh, yeah, I know. That was
you went from Britain down to fucking Biloxi.
I feel high.
I love that. And I feel bad for Connecticut because I actually, before I saw that, I did a heat check on the mayor of East Haven, Joseph A. Confora, who is 7'1". And I was like, when I was doing him, and you can go to him, this is the mayor of East Haven, Connecticut, is the tallest man in the world, at least on his Instagram. What is his...
Wait, do you have another heat check?
I kind of like didn't want to water down the fucking Conaway guy, but this Joseph A. Confora... I didn't mark down his... Let me find his Instagram. There are pictures on his Instagram that would suggest to the layman that he's the tallest man in the world. So not... I don't.
So you wait. You had it between the fattest mare and the tallest mare.
Well, not fat, big. He's just gigantic.
You're right.
Fuck. Trot it.
Oh my god, dude. Dude, I thought this was going to be a lackluster heat check week because you put all your time into DJing.
Where the fuck? All right, yeah. Now I can't find his Instagram.
Oh my! Does the other mare? I'm assuming doesn't have an Instagram.
He does not. Oh, the Haas. Yeah, he East Palestine is such a small. I'm trying to put that in perspective. Do you know, like?
Oh, this guy's huge.
Cameron, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Smaller than that. Like, he's probably like our age and just. You found him.
I found him.
You found him. Look how tall he is. The people to his left are soldiers. What is that? He is the tallest man. Look how he is just. Look, and there's taller pictures of him. And I marked them down. December 20th. He looks like he's on top of a podium.
What's his Instagram, standing? Rudy?
Oh, his Instagram is Mayor Carfora, C-A-R-F-O.
Oh, Carfora. Yeah, sorry, Carfora. December 20th, he looks tall. December, if you keep going down, he gets taller and taller, which means he's shrinking in real time. But December 9th,
oh my god,
he's ultra tall. November 19th, he's even taller. October 21st, he's standing with a class of kids. Wait, let me find out.
October 21st.
Mayor, okay. Yeah, this is
he posts a lot.
He posts so much. Like this. And he's so tall in every picture.
This one?
No. That's still, this is 22nd.
Oh, but look at that one.
This one.
Yeah.
He posted, yeah, the 21st, he posted tall. 5 times on the 22nd.
I marked on May 21st as tallest a human has ever been.
Okay, let's see, May 21st.
These are hard to find.
He is addicted to posting.
Yeah, he posts. Yeah. I've been scrolling and I'm still in October.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm looking for at this point. Yeah. I had a lot on him. He's just super tall.
He was just outshined by his
Palestine.
He
looks cool. He looks like a great guy.
I don't think he would have passed a heat check anyway.
Yeah, trash fits, but he's so big. Maybe I'm just short and view him as taller than he is, but yeah, he's...
I got to get to this May.
What was it? What did I mean? May 21st... Oh, May 21st, it's Armed Forces Day. I just noted that tallest a human has ever been, and...
Oh my god, I see it.
He's humongous. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Look at that. Look at the people. Those are not, like, really short dudes.
No.
Holy fuck. And then April 9th, he always does ribbon cuttings. He's doing one at Dunkin' Donuts, and there's a police officer who's so self-conscious. He's standing on 2 different curbs just to, like, look normal next to him. He's standing on the sidewalk curb, and then with his other foot, he's hoisting himself even further up on the parking curb, which is taller. Like, that's a police officer. That's a
man of the law.
An officer. That's an officer. That's an intimidating man of the law. He'll stomp you to death, and then he, the mayor, is so much bigger than him.
Oh my god!
So, what a week for mayors. The 203 Connecticut Mayor Carfora, Mayor Conaway. Congratulations.
That's the biggest a man's ever been.
The same week as this guy is huge.
That's the most shocking photo.
Terrible fits, though.
Well, it's got to be tough.
Yeah, no, big and tall and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Here, can you knock out that ad? And then we'll get into a segment. There's a couple segments I want to hit. I found a good KB blog.
Okay. Well, I made the switch. A lot of people are doing it. Regardless of salary, It's so easy. It's so affordable compared to grocery shopping.
And
and especially to delivery.
We were just talking about using Marash.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
That's just one man.
Fuck Maresh's chili, dude.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Damn good code. Let's do a new segment, Kyle. This is stolen directly from a blog I used to read in college called The Pokemans Project. And this was a guy whose wife grew up very sheltered and was never allowed to play Pokemon. And
is this like a true story or someone?
It's a true story. Okay. And what he would do once a day was describe a Pokemon, and his partner had to draw it.
Ooh.
So what I have is the printed out Pokedex description of a Pokemon.
Perfect. Yes.
And you are going to have to draw it.
I have to draw it?
Yeah. But so you're not too uncomfortable.
I'm so bad at drawing.
I know.
I think I could describe better and you could draw better.
Well, yeah, but I know exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
So to Mook, to make you feel comfortable, just like your sex teacher, you're going to be drawing on plates.
Let's go. Okay.
And I will read you the description of the Pokemon.
Okay.
And you have to draw it. And if you want to take notes here, that's fine. But I'm only reading this once.
Okay. Well, got it.
The Pokemon you're drawing today is Gurdurr. G-U-R-D-U-R-R.
G-U-R?
D-U-R-R.
Got it.
Gurdurr is a gray bipedal Pokemon with a large, round, red, dark nose. Mm-hmm. It has bulbous features resembling curls of hair on its head.
Hold on.
Violet bulges resembling swelling veins pattern its muscular, large arms, thighs, chest, and similar thick violet bands adorn its shoulders. It possesses an hourglass shape. It is known to usually carry an I-beam Gurdurr in its arms. The steel frame is used to train its muscles, and Gurdurr boasts about its muscles with Machoke and other members of its kind. However, if the individual fails to measure up to the others, it will proceed to lay low for some time. It is so strong that it won't even be moved if it is attacked by a group of professional wrestlers. It's usually found near construction sites. Unlike timber, Gurdurr is not good at helping with construction. Rather, it excels at demolition. Actually, fuck it. You can read it. You can have this.
Okay. All right. This might be a little taxing, and so if you guys want to talk while I do it.
While KB is talking, our Untell Me I'm Sorry shirts are back on sale.
Untell Me I'm Story.
Untell Me I'm Story.
Those are back up on the store.
They're on the site right now, yes.
Yeah, so I didn't get the email that we were supposed to make new merch. So I guess we just recycled last year's, which I'm sure they have plenty left in stock. I'd say damn near all of them. And Kyle, while you're drawing, mm-hmm. We also got an email of the talent we have to choose from.
Oh, yes.
That will be in the office. So I'm going to read through and we can say yay or nay. This is a democracy of if we want this person. First up, Ray Romano will be in the office.
Yay.
There's no way he says yes to us.
Yeah, no, if that's an option, yeah.
Because the thing is, we say yes to these people, and then we have to, they email them and be like, okay, here's the podcast that, like, said yes, and then they have to approve that. So who said no to us? The one time we got
Brian Baumgartner.
Yeah, he said no to us.
Oh, no.
Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah. No, that's, he would never say yes.
He would never say yes. Daryl Sabara.
Who?
You may know him as Junie Cortez, husband of Megan Trainor. He was the Spy Kid boy.
Ooh. Yeah, the curly hair.
Okay, let's go yes to that. Rain Wilson. If Bumgardner said no, there's no way Rain said no.
There's just not a chance.
No way.
No Rain. Blonde Melon. Marcus Smart.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah.
Whoa.
Yes, you're it.
Are we spoiling podcast guests?
No.
Okay. He's to promote his cereal. Darius Garland. Cavs point guard. Probably will say no. Vernon Davis. We could give Vernon.
Yeah.
So far, I think just a yes to Juni Cortez.
Yes.
Cortland Sutton.
Who's that? That sounds
Bronco.
Familiar.
Bronco. Wide receiver.
Chris DiStefano.
Please.
Yeah, I would take him gladly.
Yeah.
I don't have any. I'm like fine with him, I think.
Do you think he would say yes?
I don't know what that is. The only thing people, the only people keeping that alive is are like really in deep yak people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say, hell yeah.
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 Yes to him. So we'll say yes to him. Yes to the Spy Kid. Food God, Kim Kardashian's friend.
I hate him.
You hate Food God?
What is it? Shaban? Jeffrey Shaban? He's the worst.
Yes, how do you know? How do you know his name?
From the he was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He's a closeted gay, really smug, egotistic. He named himself Food God.
All right, should we say yes to him too?
Yes.
All right, so we got Food God,
DiStefano,
DiStefano, and Daryl Sabara. Those are the. Can we respond? Do you get those emails, or who gets those emails? You do. Can we respond to that? We want those three. On top of that, Kyle, you're still drawing, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Looking really good. I have a good KB blog.
Oh, no.
280 characters wasn't enough, : sexual disasters part two.
I don't know. It vaguely sounds familiar, but I don't know what it's about.
This was written by KB. 11/26/2019. So I was digging through my old tweets in an attempt to delete anything that Roan could use as ammo against me in the future, and came across something interesting. And this is a KB tweet from September 9th, 2015. Pretty sure I have the worst luck in the world, deleting Tinder and never talking to girls again. Sent from your iPad. One like.
Wait. Okay, I posted that?
You tweeted that in 2015. Oh. 8 p.m. from your iPad. So you were what? A senior in college?
Yeah, 22. First off, I did not tweet that. To the tune of one like? I tweeted it, yeah.
My memory of this incident is foggy, but I'm going to attempt to jump out in front of this and piece together the main plot points that led me to sending such an embarrassing tweet. Disclaimer, there was never a sexual disasters part one, but I figured the allure of a mysterious sequel would increase click percentages.
I don't remember this.
I had just moved to Youngstown, Ohio after graduating college.
It's true.
And before I even had enough time to get settled into my new apartment and contract lead poisoning, I was eagerly swiping through the local talent on Tinder.
It's true.
Since I was now in a city that's kind of like a fun-sized Cleveland that's expired and cut with fentanyl, I didn't...
It's not even true.
It's
not even that.
I didn't feel the need to lie about my bio being a 5'11 anesthesiologist for once.
I did do that. Yeah, tried that. Didn't work.
Like clockwork, within months, sparks were clying with one of my match. Singular. She was inviting me over to her place to watch bootleg Netflix movies on DVD and chill.
That's not true. But we, yeah.
She didn't strike me as much of a cinephile, but I didn't question her motives. After all, it had been a while since I experienced a good rising action and climax. Ha.
Oh, shit.
Like clockwork, within months, sparks were flying with one of my match. Oh, the Barstool website has pop-ups.
Yeah.
that moves you around the page. Next thing you know, I was sweating in her bedroom while she admitted to me between camel-scented thoughts that her portable DVD player and air conditioner were both malfunctioning. I guess it could be worse, I thought to myself as the bulge in my bootcut Wranglers reminded me of an apparatus that was functioning just fine. So like a seasoned magician, I swiftly pulled a 4-inch iPod Touch out of my pocket and saved the date by queuing up the ridiculous 6. If moans were toxic, she probably would have went to jail that night for murdering me. Yeah,
I remember I said that to her.
We were sitting close enough together on the edge of her air mattress that I could feel the heat of her syphilis rash without actually touching it. I could taste the cheddar jalapeno flavored Cheeto crumbs on her buttocks without actually eating them.
That was hyperbole.
Hyperbole?
Yeah, man, that wasn't a lie. That was just slightly embellished.
I could hear her dad's groan of disappointment and smell the liquor on his breath without actually being in the same room or time zone as him. She was igniting all my senses with the force of 1,000 fire hoses. If the sexual energy in the air was visible, the inches between our respective thighs would have been flashing neon. Admittedly, the large audience of bedbugs watching our every moves was giving me performance anxiety. But nevertheless, I persisted to get hard. We were horizontal, half dressed and damp from the heat of our nerves, before a Samsung Galaxy buzzed us back to reality. My heart sank as I realized she was receiving a call from someone named Seth, followed by an assortment of multicolored heart emojis. Before I could even reflexively inquire about this Seth character, she loudly gasped and dismounted me with the athleticism of an Olympic gymnast. Do you remember this at all?
No, but I remember I always would write in that style, so I did so many things like that.
As their conversation went on, I gradually deduced a terrifying truth. The anonymous man she was talking to on the phone was her boyfriend. And he was informing her that he had...
This is like a fantasy that I wish this happened to me. Dude, I didn't leave my fucking apartment in Youngstown. Okay.
And he was informing her that he returned early to surprise her for the holidays after being deployed in Afghanistan for the past several months. In fact, he was going to be there within minutes. I was disgusted. So repulsed that I went completely limp before the conversation even ended. My mind was now filled with other dude and war and death and blood and debris. It was such a big turnoff to me that I decided to abruptly leave without giving her an excuse. I didn't understand. I could have sworn she was the one. Everything was going perfectly until that point. And she had just ruined the intimate moment by answering the irrelevant call. I guess one silver lining of the experience is now that whenever I want to last longer while masturbating, I just think about some random douchebag named Seth fighting a war for a bunch of different dudes. And that was the ending. That was it.
That didn't happen. None of it was true. None of it was remotely true.
Then the comment is, now I want a part one.
Fucking idiots.
You were awesome. No. Dude, what's your dad doing?
Wildin'. He's achieving my dreams that I used to have. He's going crazy. He's doing very well on Twitter. And I think up until this point, I would say it like sarcastically, but he's killing it. Like if somebody else had that profile, like a young man, I would push to hire him.
Give that gold ring a try.
Jesus.
Gold ring on the stem. No. Right. Yep. There you go.
Tighten her up.
No, there. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How's the drawing coming?
So bad.
Sucks that I made this a segment because I get made fun of every time I say that word. Drawing.
Drawing.
But yeah, no, he's
been going insane.
Winoy put up a incredible stat line.
He just ran it back yesterday. He put up like a 3-figure reply tweet.
I love when he discovers new functions. Like first it was changing the bio, now it's polls.
Oh, he figured out polls. Yeah.
He's going to run that one into the ground.
Yeah.
Let's put it up to a poll, shall we?
he's having a blast. I'm jealous.
Where are you getting purple from? Oh, the violet veins. Yes. You're pretty good.
I can't wait to see it.
You like drawing on plates? Nostalgic now?
Yeah, I like it. What have you been doing?
Just practicing for stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming up on it.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Tomorrow when this comes out.
Are you having fun with it? Or are you more just like, I want to get this out of the way and then I can have fun with it?
I was going to go to an open mic with Mook yesterday. And he was just like, dude, it's just five guys. Not everybody pays attention. It's just so you can get your timing. And I chickened out of that.
That to me is worse.
I think it would have fucked with my psyche.
No,
that's, dude, this should be the first one. But the one where you know the crowd. What is your biggest worry?
My worry is like that the crowd does know me. Like a handful of our coworkers are going to be there, and then like I have to come into work after a bomb.
That won't happen 100%. And we can clip this.
Why would I clip?
Clip it just in case it does happen. No, people will at worst really like it. I think it's a good step.
I'm excited.
I wouldn't do it.
Thanks, man. I went through the set with Mook one-on-one yesterday, and I feel like I have it like. I can talk about it, and I think there's riffable parts, but we'll see. You never know how it goes once you're up on stage, I think.
What have you done anything on a stage? Have you ever done a play or anything before?
Anus Live, which was a huge, huge success. Can't wait to do it again.
any live show, any video that you've been in, pretty much, you could Photoshop yourself on a stage, and it would look just like a stand-up set.
You did stand-up in Boston. You just were sitting down.
So the opposite.
Stand up. Yeah. Every live show we've done, every like commentator video you've done, all of like the shit that you do where people just video you with a camera or a phone.
If I don't like it, I'll never do it again. And if I bomb, I'll probably quit my job.
You could be good at crowd.
Clip that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is like, it's a like there's three Barstool employees that are doing stand up.
That.
So yeah, G, Sass, and myself.
Yeah.
So like, there's not going to be anybody to make fun of in the crowd because it's going to be all white people.
There it goes. Yeah.
That's like the opposite problem of every stand-up comedian right now. Everyone's just like making fun of white people.
Oh yeah, when I went to the stand, that was destroying us for being white.
It's white guys too that are doing it.
That was the thing.
So I was really in my head about the stand-up, and I like didn't want to call any like people I work with. So I called Nico, my buddy Nico, who's out in LA, and I
either a great move or a terrible move.
I don't know, because I called him, gave him the whole set. He didn't laugh once. At one point, I was like, "Are you still there?" He was like, "Yep." He answered so quick, and then I finished. He was like, "You're really sticking your neck out there, huh?" I was like, "What?" And so that's the feedback I have.
It's not a gauge of anything to say it over the phone and to a rent.
Yeah, don't do that over the phone ever again.
All right, man.
Because that's just the delivery is impossible. Yeah, it just really.
You're also going into a show where people paid tickets to laugh. People are going to be drinking.
He doesn't even need this reinforcement.
No. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
He's charismatic. And he's very funny.
No, but I understand. Like
I'm going to be fucking very
it's
drunk.
It's a very suspicious. Yeah.
I think people are going to be mad that you're good at drunk. It. They're going to be like, dude, I do this every weekend. This is his first try and he killed.
No. I'll retire. Let me see how that drawing's going. You have 30 seconds.
My prediction is Nick is going to crush it and then ask to be on every show that we put on.
No.
It's addicting.
Why?
Feels good when you do good.
But what's the end goal?
To sell out on your own, to tour on your own, make a buck, and have fun.
What's money? I'm just going to buy swords I'll never get.
When did you become addicted to it? Like what? Was it the first time?
No, I suck. I'm still not great, but like I sucked for like the first year.
What was your first couple sets like?
Awful.
going up at like 2 a.m. in like shady bars in Philadelphia.
So what was the drive there on after? Like, what would you, cause just like, trying to redeem that one? You're like, I can.
Yeah. It's kind of like a self thing where it's like, I want to make the room laugh. I want to see if I can right. do it kind of thing. And then once you get like the first crush, you're like, oh, that felt good. And you kind of keep going back for more.
Yeah. What did your friend Mac make jokes about?
Mac, who has never done any type of jokes or comedy, did it in Chicago. He's a wild boy like that. Like he was in Chicago for work and he was like, yeah, I did an open mic.
Just and what did
the,
he talk
just
about?
Just for the adrenaline?
He told some stories. Like, yeah. He said it went well.
Really? Would he yeah. know if it went bad?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't have that. He doesn't have that brain element. But yeah, no, he's doing more like that.
Your boy Mac becomes a big comedian.
Props to him. I guess I always
has he ever made you laugh?
Yeah, he's a very wacky dude. It's all about yeah. I think if you just go up there and because people at the events they. The last thing they want to do is sit there awkwardly while you fucking fail miserably. And
what was your worst bomb move? And like, what did you do afterwards? What was the recovery process like?
I 3 months into stand up, I was like, I had a good set the week before, so I was feeling pretty ballsy. I went up in front of a room, and the first thing I said was, "Damn, there were a lot of black comics here tonight." And then I bombed in silence for 4 minutes.
Oh.
Not even a reaction. Because, like, I had a joke after that where I was like, I'm so white, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, like, I was so new to stand-up. And, like, when you're new, people don't respect you whatsoever. So they just hear me say the first line and they're like, fuck this white boy.
Was there a bunch of black people in the crowd?
Yep.
So you make that line.
Yep.
Intro line.
This is hurting me right
now. It gets no laughs?
Nothing.
And then you do it.
It got like a what the hell?
Then
like
you proceed to do a whole set.
And then I did a whole set in silence for
no laughs.
Zero.
And like when you went off stage, you had to like face the other comedians
that
like backstage.
Is, yeah.
What did they say?
I just walked out.
Did you?
But like I knew all the people because it was a Philly.
No,
open
that's
mic.
So has anybody
impressive.
Said anything about it?
My friends like shadow me for it. Yeah.
That's dope as fuck.
That is not
to make it through that. Like to do that opening line to bomb for however long yeah. and then keep doing it.
And 4 minutes felt like an hour.
I can't
not
imagine
getting a reaction.
Is this the story you
this
told me where
me.
When you went backstage to the green room,
that's
the,
a separate time.
The waiter yeah. just gave well, like, you a beer and a shot and basically was like, hey,
I told this on our anus episode.
Yeah.
When we did the Zoom episode. But yeah, I bombed so yeah. hard in Bridgeport the one night that the wait staff sent me back Jameson.
Was it a SAS show that you were?
It was.
Does SAS get mad at you when you bomb?
No, he enjoys it, I think.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he doesn't enjoy it, but you know what I mean? It's if I bomb, it makes everyone else's set better. It sets the bar super low, if that makes sense, when I host.
Yeah. So, yeah, almost like there should be like a comic that just goes on shows to be the worst.
That might be my job. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That might be why I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't even fucking know.
You're just cannon fodder.
Yeah. Just taking a hit.
It just, I wish that my first time wasn't in front of coworkers and like people
yeah,
I respect.
Feel that.
Yeah.
You're bad at this, man.
But I think that'll
no,
increase.
No, I understand, but I think that's the best option. You'll get the best results out of that.
Yeah, because we like you, so we'll laugh even if it's not
right.
Good.
So you have a,
yeah, I guess you guys
a fallback. You won't need it, but you have the fallback. So it's an automatic success. And then you can try your luck at bigger events. Different events, like it's the perfect plan.
Do you think with Titus being hired, it disrupts the top five most handsome guys in the office, or is he like six looking in? Because it's probably me and four other people. Then.
He's a good stepper.
Yeah,
he walks hot.
Yeah,
that's mm-hmm. my biggest. I can't walk. I walk.
You can't walk.
I walk. Ugly
I have a bad walk. I have a bad walk.
Posture.
You're kind of bow legged.
Bow leg. I am.
Let's see your drawing.
So far,
I don't. Pretty good.
Holy said shit. Red nose.
Why don't you look him up?
I got it right here.
That looks good.
It's kind of a bad image of it.
It's one of the worst.
Yeah,
one of the worst. Let me get it on here.
Poor quality. Yeah, pull that up. How do you think you did?
Well, probably bad. I said, okay, I got the red nose. I may have made it too big or narrow.
So it says round, dark red nose. So that's not round.
The base is.
Okay.
And that is girder, by the way.
That's girder.
Girder.
What is it? Show me him.
I'm coming. I got you one right now.
Am I in the ballpark?
If you enjoyed doing this, we could give you another one next
week. I want to do it to you because you can draw. And
but I know what it looks like.
But I could do something, a different thing.
Okay.
Like a Pokemon adjacent.
Okay. You want to do it right now?
I would.
sorry to spring a segment on you.
No. Do you know the Digimon?
No.
So here's Girder.
I know, like Agumon or something. Kyle?
Nick, can you do this?
Okay.
Pretty good.
That ain't too bad.
Pretty good.
What it said, it had curls on his head, right?
It says it has bulbous features resembling curls of hair on its head.
Okay, that's what I tried to do.
No, I think you did a damn good job. It's almost the exact same picture.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've seen this Pokemon
very
before.
Good. Yeah, I Googled it.
What?
While I was drawing it. And still.
No, you did.
That's how bad I am. I Google imaged it like right before I did it just to have an idea.
Wait, no, shut the fuck up.
I know. I was so nervous that I would fuck
up. You just looked it up?
Yes.
Oh, what?
You dickhead. What?
And I, yeah.
Did you forget the purpose?
Yeah, I looked it up and I was like, I have to make it slightly different to not be too suspicious. So I think I did a pretty good job. I just told himself. I looked it up.
What?
Yeah.
How did we miss it? How did you do that so sly?
I don't even think I did. You could probably see the Google result on the fucking YouTube video of this. Did not. Let me look at the. Rudy, what's going on with Twitch?
In general?
Yeah.
Oh, you're like verified on Twitch.
Congrats.
Thank you.
But I saw, who is Aiden Ross? What is his deal?
He got canceled from Twitch? No, not really. He
showed porn to his fans?
He did, yeah. So his whole thing is he's become a sycophant of Andrew Tate. He shaved his
head.
First
off, every time I've seen clips of this guy, I think he's a likable guy.
He has some very entertaining.
I think he's pretty funny. I think he's self-deprecating. I think he's a complete moron.
He's a moron.
He seems like the dumbest guy ever.
He weaponizes.
I get the following.
And I think
dumb.
He kind of like pushes that. Like, it's funny.
Oh, yes. He'll like read things like he was trying to read what a fascist is.
Yeah.
And he couldn't say fascist.
Yeah, that seemed fake. But
yeah, no, he definitely pushes the envelope on being unable to read. But yeah, so he became a huge Andrew Tate fan, buzzed his head.
To look like Andrew Tate?
So I know he had him on. I thought there was like a parody element there. He actually worships this guy.
It's hard to tell like how much of it he's doing just for clout or whatever. Andrew Tate basically took him under his wing, convinced him to stop masturbating.
Is he Muslim now?
He's now, you know, not full Muslim, but haram.
In a right off the bat here, is he black or not?
He's not.
Okay.
He's not. I don't believe so. I don't know what race he is, but I don't think he has the pass, if that makes it more clear.
I get it.
But yeah, then he basically, I guess, got a call from Twitch. He posted a video saying, I guess, got a call from Twitch. They said that, like, you know, maybe take it a little easy. He didn't really reference taking easy on what, but they were like, we don't want to ban you. Basically like a warning shot. And he's like, I'm going to go stream on Kick, which is like this new streaming service that Trainwreck is starting, which is... He said it's like there's no rules on there. It very much has rules. And then he just is like, you guys want to watch porn? Is that what you guys want to do? I don't agree with any of this. And then just like pulled up Pornhub.
And was watching porn on a stream.
Yeah. And then
a lot of his followers are probably kids.
Almost exclusively.
Oh, yeah. They're very young.
Yeah. So somehow in a roundabout way from trying to quit masturbation, he went to... I have to look at porn on stream, which is almost the ultimate diagnosis of you should just beat off. So he's kind of just wiling.
I've heard stories like it's good to withhold.
Is it?
Retention.
But that's like in the same vein as like the polar, the ice baths and the shit like that. Like,
yeah. I think that
might help.
I think that, yeah, you should just have a healthy, like you should bust probably. I think it's good for you in general. So that's what's going on with him.
Ultimately, yeah.
But in our little sphere, I'm hoping that we can get the crew back together.
Yeah, the WoW crew.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where are you guys now?
We started new characters.
Is it redeemable for me to come back in?
We haven't played on those characters.
Yeah. We've been saving that for the crew. Me and Nick sort of have a different, it's like the cinematic universe. We're kind of in like the, you know, Black Widow.
So what are the top dogs like? Aiden Ross and Kai
Sinat.
They just chill on stream?
It seems like they just chill.
Let's do that.
We could do that.
Yeah, we could chill.
We could do that.
How are they so good at that?
That's a podcast.
I got good news for you, brother.
So what made these guys so big?
They started out in like the 2K, NBA 2K realm, especially Aiden. So they were like big in the NBA 2K, and then they expanded into other things. It's not like you just start doing just the chill, look at TikToks. They were gamers in the 2K world, and then they kind of expanded out of that. Kai is very entertaining and talented. He's doing a subathon right now. He's been live. What is today's date? The 22nd? 23rd? He's been live for 22 straight days.
Jesus. That is
I don't
horrible.
Get, but what are they, how are they so, what are they doing to separate themselves from other people?
Mostly just like their energy. People yell at Kai.
They're very charismatic.
Yeah, people yell at Kai because all he does is scream on stream. And he yells
a
lot.
They do. That's all speed does.
You have to,
scream a lot.
But yeah. I would say in the screamo category, he is like, I think Kai is very funny and entertaining. And he puts a lot of effort into it. Like he'll bring like magicians in. He'll make it into like a variety show. He'll like, you know, have like people doing poi.
Yeah, bringing Blueface and his wildebeest girlfriend.
Yes, coughing in his, she threw a chair through his wall.
And I am only using the word wildebeest because I've seen the clip and that's very fair what I just said.
It is. Yeah, she's feral.
She's wreaking havoc.
True definition of the word.
Coughing. He has a feral girlfriend.
Yeah. And something about it makes her more appealing.
I know.
You're into that. No, she's kidding. Missing her front tooth.
I'm kidding.
She's...
Rudy wasn't.
I know. But like you can't look away. Like you can't look away from her. She's
viral every day.
You never know what she like. I mean, there's a clip of her when
that's
she's with Kai.
So unbelievable.
Where she's eating Pizza Hut open mouth and just coughs open mouth.
I know. That's why I called her a wildebeest. I saw her cough with the food. I saw her.
There was a chair that she just didn't like.
Break shit.
There was a chair that she
went to this guy's home and just broke his furniture.
There was a chair that didn't have any need and she just tossed it and it broke a wall.
Yeah.
That's a one in a million type
freak. It's the Henny.
That's what it actually is.
The Henny was contributing to that. But he's doing a subathon now. Like I said, he's been live for 23 days and he is trying to go for the record, which is set by Ludwig for like the most subs. He's at 200,000 now. And I think the record's like 270, but he has this like insane setup where he's this like massive house and he has like all these different cameras.
How old is he?
21.
He's young.
Jesus
Christ. 21.
He's
21. Yeah. He's 21. He's 21.
That's insane.
Yeah.
No, you'll get there.
No, I won't.
Mook, you have some news jokes for us and then we could,
do you want to draw one or say,
oh yeah, I'll draw something. What do you want me to draw? Yeah.
I can pull up a random one. We got some.
Do you Pokemon? Want... Oh no!
Okay. This is a Digimon.
Okay.
And Goramon.
And Goramon. Okay. What is he?
It's a beast Digimon.
Okay.
Characterized by its long ears.
Okay.
You're retaining this?
Yeah.
In the fur that covers its whole body. Okay. It hates fighting.
Okay.
Has a calm personality. It's okay. It avoids battle. We know that. Which is also its long ears spin.
Okay.
Allowing it to fly slowly. It has a great appetite to maintain its large physique and completely loses its super hearing. That doesn't matter what the
What color? Or is there any
It is yellowish white, yellow. It has human hands with fingers. Bunny-like ears, the long ears. They kind of look like boomerangs.
Okay.
It has a big, bulbous, round belly, torso.
Okay.
Kind of like a pig or a cow with a pink middle of the belly. And it has for the feet, it's like dog paws.
Okay, fuck. Okay. You guys talk about it.
And it's wearing a knapsack. A backpack.
It's like rabbit-like?
Yes.
Where are we going?
We have one more ad that we can't do on YouTube.
You want me to read it while you're drawing or no? Should we save it?
How do we do it?
Yeah,
this drawing is going to take long.
And then I'll cut it. And then we'll come
can you hand it to me, Nick?
Oh, fuck. It has my notes.
No, I can pull it on my computer.
No. I got it.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Great. You just described me a big rabbit, dude.
I forgot to even mention the face.
What the fuck?
You did.
It has like a Chewbacca head, no eyes, just a brown.
I'm just done.
A brown mouth area with it has teeth.
Dude, you draw so fast.
Well, it was just a rabbit.
Yeah, but like, it would take me a long time.
It's a brown, no eyes.
It a brown spot in the middle of where the head is, with just a mouth in it. A mouth with teeth showing.
I think I know why you picked this Pokemon.
I can salvage.
No, it was one of the first alphabetically.
Oh, really?
Why? Why would you say that?
It reminds me of a former dickhead of the week.
And yeah, it does. And maybe that was why I did it. It was like subconsciously. Yeah.
To salvage this somehow.
That.
KB, can we get a brain and booze check?
Booze, I'm doing it.
Hell yeah, dude.
And it made me infinitely happier and better. Just casual drinking.
Nice.
Anything? Brain is A1.
A1, no fog?
Zero fog.
Hell yeah.
Which makes me realize that what I had was something. Something was wrong for a couple months. Music, I'm in the biggest drought of my life. Haven't found a new good song in
just
months.
Have to make your own.
Yeah.
And you should start listening to Electric Callboy.
What that?
They used to be Eskimo Callboy, but Eskimo's offensive. And they're like a screamo electronic band.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You described it exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's better than what it looks like.
Let me see it.
It's a little more aggressive and like.
Well, I had to change its face.
Finer
last
details, but.
Well, it's completely different.
I wouldn't say.
Well, there's a couple different.
Aside
looks.
From fine details, that's it.
Like this one.
Well, yeah,
is,
it probably digivolves.
That could be it from a different angle. Yeah.
Yeah, like this one is.
I don't know anybody that was in the Digimon.
Nick, what Pokemon does that remind you of?
Diggersby.
Yep.
Diggersby,
yeah.
The fat, yeah. A
lot like Diggersby.
Pretty solid. Pretty solid.
Yeah, that was good.
So we're still working on the nobodies. Gotten some submissions. Some decent ones.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're trying to have some people come in.
Some of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, submit whatever you can. It's pretty hard to do. I don't know what your techniques are.
I'm just waiting for people to do it for me.
Yeah.
I think Ken Jack would probably has already a list.
Yeah. It's kind of what he's been doing forever.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm gonna have to unblock him on TikTok.
Oh, no, you don't. It's gruesome. No, his TikToks are funny. All right. Anything else, boys?
No.
Mm-mm.
I haven't responded to Venus yet.
What?
What? Hold up.
Could be the play.
Yeah.
Maybe but I would go now.
All right.
What please. Say?
The last she just answered your.
Yeah.
It was the how you been, right?
Yeah. It was, yeah. V, how you been?
I'm trying to think of something not creepy, but efficient.
Efficient.
Invite her to your stand-up set.
No.
Oh, so you're nervous for your stand-up set. Ooh. Give
her some help. No, I don't want to show weakness, and she's a true champion.
Tell her you're not nervous for your stand-up set.
You just
hey, I have a stand-up set coming up. Not too nervous. What's going on with you?
You want to do it?
Fuck. High exclamation point.
good! Exclamation point. Two in a row. How are you? Oh my God.
Don't fucking ruin anything for me. I saw her. Tell her I saw her sister in the 7 Days of Hell documentary she crushed.
7 Days in Hell?
Yeah.
Is that wise?
To bring up her sister?
Yeah, is that wise? You don't know about
that? It might be reverse wise.
It's a gamble.
I don't want it to be reverse wise.
Reverse wise? So dumb.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
it's
that
not
could
dumb.
Help. Yeah.
It's reverse wise.
Seven what in hell?
Days. On HBO. She's crushing. Because I haven't brought up Serena yet.
I don't know if...
Okay. You're kind of playing fuckboy now. Delayed response, bringing up the sister.
Shut up, Mook. Do your news jokes.
No. I'll save them for later.
What are you going to say? What do you
what?
Mean?
They're going to be out of date.
I'll save them for next week.
Why? Then, yeah.
You can't.
We were about to end. I was about to get away scot-free.
Oh, I want to hear him. While KB's crafting this.
I think it's simple. Not too bad. Just watch 7 Days in Hell on HBO and your sister crushed it. What's good with you?
On HBO Max. I'm like paying for the subscription.
I think it'd be a little bit cooler if you didn't even know that.
Okay
now I'll put in Max. Should I mention like it's been, I'm waiting for it to warm up. It's been way too cold.
Yeah.
I want to get back out there.
Yeah.
Leave it open-ended. I want to get back out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Say it's almost cutoff weather.
Good.
Mook, give us one.
Okay.
Why you? I, dude, I've never, you got this job full time and now you like are shy.
Nah. I'm not shy. The episode was just so good. I don't want to fuck it up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we were so, I can't tell if you're the most confident person in the world or the least.
It's a mix of
to
both.
Do the stand up. Yeah. Without any, but you also come across as someone who wouldn't even have the bravery to do this segment on our podcast.
Yeah. He's also scared of a desk.
Yeah.
I am scared of that.
You're
desk.
Afraid of Big Cat too, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm getting my foot.
We're good. It's
wait,
been
why?
Sent.
Why'd you
I
did,
send? I didn't mention the weather.
Okay. Not too bad. Just watched 7 Days in Hell on HBO Max. Your sister crushed it. What's good with you? Yeah.
Solid.
Perfect. Thanks, yeah. man.
All right, you want one?
Yeah.
All right. The DA drops gun enhancement charges against Alec Baldwin for his shooting in Rust.
Wow.
Baldwin not enhancing while shooting in Rust? Legend move to go no scope only.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
little video game reference.
Yeah. Keep going.
And you added your own personal flair with Legend.
I did.
Yeah.
That was a good callback, some would say. Women who seek abortion in South Carolina could face the death penalty, while women in South Carolina who receive abortions will just face Satan in hell.
Yep. There we go, Mook.
Colorado police report says that gay nightclub shooting motive remains unknown. Motive unknown. Looks like the detectives are just as confused as the shooter was.
Oh, my God. Rudy, what was that club?
Wait, know. This is a they just had a gay club shooting?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, a while ago in Colorado Springs.
You guys are like waiting for me to laugh or something?
No, I just you just paused mid-sentence.
Yeah, that's great. That sucks.
It does, yeah.
Mook, you were doing an open mic yesterday, the one that I was supposed to go to but chickened out, and somebody, the guy was performing and stopped performing and looked at you and said, I love your TikToks.
Yeah, it was clearly like a guy who's been doing stand-up for like a week. And he was like, he was so nervous and he went up. He's like, you guys even know who the host is? Like, I've seen his TikToks. What a legend. He's on Barstool. And I was like, thanks for outing me as gay. Like,
that's a nice compliment, but don't do that in the middle of
your
set.
Don't do that in front of like other,
that's not, that's like no one's going to find that.
What's been the worst set you've ever seen at an open mic?
Good question.
Oh, that's tough. I've seen a lot.
But what is worse than just bombing? Just getting no laughs?
Worse
that
than
getting mad about it?
Worse than bombing is someone yelling at you for your set and like calling.
I think that's better than bombing. I would rather have some disruption with people who are like yelling and mad than have nothing at all.
If you can't recover from the disruption, though, it's just so awkward.
Like some people can like make the disruption funny, but if it's just like an assault berating you and you're
like folding under it. Yeah.
Yeah. If you start folding, that's when it gets like, I'm going to fucking end it all kind of situation.
I'm curious as to what's the bit that you see run the most, like the concept.
What's the most common joke? I must piss my pants. Holy shit.
Every stand-up comedian has a joke about white people, has a joke about dating apps, and has a joke about racism in some capacity.
I was going to say the dating app one.
The dating app, it's just so...
Yeah, it's always like, I met a girl. So
you guys Tinder on Tinder?
My Tinge date, yeah. And this is how it went.
So I'm on the apps. That's what everyone says.
Yeah, so I'm on the dating
app. Or I'm back on the apps, or I retired from the apps. It's... that premise has gotten beaten into the ground.
Yeah. I would say the one I noticed too is like the, like point out the like guy that's wearing a collared shirt. You're like, what do you do? And he says like a very normal job. And they're like, yeah, I can tell by your collared shirt. It's like, they love that.
The hack crowd work is a big thing now.
Yeah.
What do you do for work? Oh, you're an engineer. You get no pussy.
Yeah. It's always a no pussy punchline.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a mark at comedy clubs, dude. I dread going there.
Me too. My biggest fear is being crowd worked.
Yeah. Have I told you guys about my 16th birthday? So for my 16th birthday, my mom very nicely got like a comedy club. I don't know if rented out is the right word, but she like sort of just got it from me and my friends. We were the only really ones there. And like my family, my uncle, she got us like, you know, like a limo. We went there and she just instructed the performers to cook me.
To roast you?
Just got cooked.
Awesome, mom.
Yeah. Yeah. But and all my friends had the best night ever.
Wait, how you were 16 getting roast? Yeah.
Just fried. Yeah. In hindsight, I was like very cool, but like,
I was blindsided.
Just had no idea that was coming.
Did he do well?
I mean, we were 16 and it wasn't like comedians, like hardcore. It was like kind of like actors that
trick of like embarrassing, humbling you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, that was a lot. Yeah. And I had one with Sass where, I went to go see Sass and, I saw Francis. I hadn't seen, this is before Francis got rehired. And so I hadn't seen Francis in years. And I saw him in the front and he was super nice. We got a drink. And then I was with a date and I was trying to get there early because I really didn't want to be front row. Mostly because I just didn't want to fuck up Sass. Like I figured that would be awkward for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was nervous about that. And then, of course, we got in there late because Francis was nice enough to chop it up and give it and buy a drink or whatever. So they just put us like dead center front row. And I'm like, okay, hopefully Sass just like looks by me and just doesn't acknowledge it. First thing Sass does, he goes, hey, Rudy's here. It's pretty awkward. Me and Rudy worked together at Barcelona and did like 2 minutes about like that. And I was just,
that's tough.
It was tough.
I'm surprised he did that.
Yeah, I know. I was like, man, you really, for not wanting to make a point of this, we're really going there. Yeah, that was pretty awkward.
I was in Philly last week. I was at Helium opening up for this dude, Sahib Singh, very funny. And they put a redhead with the same color hair as mine in the front row.
Ugh.
And it was the best for me.
Oh yeah, it was perfect.
It was perfect. I got like pops for like nothing. I like stared at him for like 10 seconds and the entire room like realized what was happening. And it from there, it was just an easy set.
Do you think people plant people in the crowd to say like
on
heckles?
TikTok, yes. TikTok,
you could maybe see that.
Because that goes more viral than stand-up clips.
You said Sahib Singh?
Yeah.
Very funny. I follow him on
something.
He is funny.
Yeah.
Kyle, you watched the first half of Gangs of New York, really liked it?
Probably like the first 33%. Loved it so much that like I was like, I have to go explore 1800s New York City.
Do you know where it was filmed?
That's what I'm saying. That's how I knew. That's why I was like, that building looks familiar. That's the seaport. And
Gus, you know where it was filmed? Rome. Sorry.
Oh, God. Why would you do that?
Oh.
Sorry, man.
It was filmed in Rome?
Yeah.
I was like telling people like I was in that building. That's they probably downtown. Like, that's the financial district. That's the seaport. I was in that exact building.
Sorry.
Fuck that.
I shouldn't have told you because you were so excited. I'm just lashing out because I got ripped off by a Chinese sword company. Epicswords.com. Of fucking course I got ripped off.
Did you see the red
Epic
post?
Swords?
Yeah. Epicswords.com. And then I went to, I searched like.
Yeah, you can't even successfully get a sword. How are you going to get to 200 knives?
I'm tweeting some guys right now. I found a bulk knife website. And then there's a website where you could buy the knives that were confiscated by TSA.
Ooh.
That's
kind of dope.
Yeah.
How'd you find that?
My fellas.
Yeah.
Do you have a knife group chat?
No, I don't have a knife group chat. I'm the only knife guy in my phone book. Oh.
I can't.
You don't think that can be true?
I guess it is.
Mook, let's go film.
Definitely film.
And then Kyle, can you send us a song to have at the end? And we'll put that out right now.
Yeah.
And then see. How should we do it? Just like,
No song.
Yeah, I want you to have end credits.
No song.
Dude, yeah.
Because I'm not ready. I still got to get Ableton and mix and master.
Come on, just one. It'll be raw.
Okay.
It'll be raw.
Just like, we'll have the end credits, just like Nick Mook score by KB.
This is for a TikTok. You're gonna put end credits.
Yeah,
just do the one first.
No,
work on my sound,
bro. No, we want.
Let me perfect.
The one that sounds a lot like Skrillex.
The one that kind of sounds like it samples similar, some of his work.
Yeah,
I could do that.
Yeah, so it's Who's the most famous in your person, your contacts? Probably Staryu.
That's a Pokemon.
Yeah. Hey, he's not real. What?
What are you talking?
We played pickleball last week. Call him.
Call him right now.
Yeah. And then valid. Yeah. And then just the end credits.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, as you walk away.
Yeah. And then we'll roll credits and we'll put that out and see.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going viral.
Yeah, I promise. All right, boys. Thank you for listening. Yeah.
Next week, 3-3. 3-3. 3-3-3.
Wow. Cool.